case number 10,512, Vincent K., northwest of Road 525, 2,640 feet south of Route 18, a special use exception to operate a concrete batching plant.
Whoever's going to speak, come on up.
I'll be representing, well.
Are you an attorney?
Well, we're both, no, neither one of us are attorneys. We're going to lock out on that.
Oh, okay. We'll see how your application. Names and addresses, gentlemen.
Vincent K., 2025, Savannah Circle, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
Edward K., 22288, Coverdale Road, Seaford, Delaware, 19973.
Okay, you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
We are here asking to place a concrete batch plant on the property known as A&A Farms. It is surrounded by the property known as Sussex Sand and Gravel. It has been operating. Sussex Sand and Gravel was formerly Earth Movers. Mm-hmm. It's been a borrow pit for as many years as I can remember. The batch plant would be located on A&A Farms, surrounded by Sussex Sand and Gravel, and across from Road 525 is farmland. There is no immediate residential land that would be against the property known as A&A Farms. Mm-hmm. We currently have a batch plant that's operating in the city limits of Seaford, and we would like to move that batch plant out to the property of A&A Farms because of the all the materials basically are at that property because it is an existing borrow pit. We can utilize the sand and the gravel from that pit to that batch plant, which we would reduce trucking costs that is currently incurred and taking materials to the into the city of Seaford.
Okay, are there any questions? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wharton?
Yeah, the batch plant will be running this 5 days a week.
Yeah, that would be a five-day-a-week operation.
Operation.
Same as you.
Yeah, we operate out there right now 5 days a week.
So it pretty much be the same as we
same.
Mm-hmm. And that site is, since we've taken over ownership of it, we've burned the entire site. So it's basically not even visible from the road.
Okay.
So this is the same near, adjacent to the property that you already operate your other operation?
Correct.
Correct.
It's surrounded by it.
Mm-hmm.
And just down where you put that new dirt in and everything, up over top of the King Sea Crossing.
Right.
Okay.
That's where it's at.
Okay.
Is there a maximum limit of 5 years?
It's five on this one.
Five years at maximum.
Mm-hmm. So what you're requesting?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And the building's already up.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know where it's at.
I don't know. Okay.
What type of equipment are you using?
Well, we use just about everything there, excavators, dump trucks, I mean.
Okay. Loaders.
Loaders.
Any type of earth-moving equipment.
Are you installing new batch equipment? Or?
Well, what we're looking to do is to move an existing operation that's basically on kind of a postage stamp downtown Seaford and hopefully enhance that operation and making it, improving it by getting it there where we have more room to do more stuff.
About how old is the equipment? Where's it located?
It's right down on the Nanticoke River, not too far. I don't know if you know where the, I think it's the Purdue plant down there. We're right next to the Purdue plant. Mm-hmm. That land's also owned by A&A Farms. We've had that probably for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, I was going to say five years, maybe. Approximately.
Yeah, the property we've had for several years. We've done some barging out of that property.
Okay.
But it's a very small area, like 2.5 acres or something like that.
Okay.
Okay.
It's the one with the big excavator that goes out and barge.
Okay. Yep.
Thanks, Bruce. Okay, hearing no further questions. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I don't see where the request will substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties. And I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,512 for a period of 5 years.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,512 for a period of 5 years. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.